Hey, folks, this is John Cena Sr., and you're listening to another wrestling podcast.
Jonathan.
Steve.
Do you know what's so great about living in the Northeast?
The snow.
Nope.
Natural disasters.
Nope.
Maple syrup.
Nope.
The proximity to New York City. Terrible traffic.
Nope.
You got me.
Jonathan, we live in the Northeast, and that only can mean one thing. Northeast wrestling, baby.
That was my next guess, actually.
It's time for another wrestling podcast with your hosts, Steve Credo and Jonathan Benjamin.
Welcome, everybody, to episode 6 of another wrestling podcast. This week's show is probably one of my favorites so far. In this week's show, we speak to none other than Northeast Wrestling's heavyweight champion, Brian Anthony. And also, we speak to Northeast Wrestling alumni, Ring of Honor alumni, Matt Taven.
That's right, Jonathan. August is the month of wrestling for Northeast Wrestling, and we're going to be talking to those guys later on in the show. But, Jonathan, man, for everybody listening right now who's a Northeast Wrestling fan, please become a fan of another wrestling podcast. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/anotherwrestlingpodcast. And if you're on Twitter, Jonathan, you can find us and follow us at
A Wrestling Pod.
That's right, Jonathan. A Wrestling P-O-D. And Jonathan, if you just Google us, we're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher if you don't have an iPhone. Heck, even go to marksforlife.net. You can find all of our shows along with the other shows that we're involved in. It's a big mark universe out there, Jonathan, and this is what we do. I mean, this is another wrestling podcast, and we're here to bring you guys, you marks out there, some wrestling entertainment, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, not everybody's as lucky as us to be in the Northeast, like we've stated. But if you are new to this podcast, or if you're just looking for some good independent wrestling out there, hop on the interweb and go to northeastwrestling.com, which they also happen to be our sponsor this week. And you know, you can get on there, you can buy DVDs of past shows, you can find out what's coming up, you can find out, you know, who's on their roster, and I mean, really, it's an all-around great promotion, and you should definitely check it out.
Yeah, that's right, Jonathan. So many great things coming up, and so many great things by Northeast Wrestling. We can't thank Northeast Wrestling enough for sponsoring today's show and next week's show, but Jonathan, let's get right into it. I mean, When people talk about independent wrestling shows, I mean, there's so many ones that, I mean, anything outside usually of WWE or TNA or Ring of Honor or something are considered independent shows. But you know what? Northeast Wrestling and many other great promotions like them, I feel, are so much more above the name independent. I mean, when you think of an indie show, sometimes you think of, you know, 50 people, you know, showing up and, you know, in a gymnasium and whatnot, but I don't know. When I go to these Northeast Wrestling shows, they're much more than an independent show to me. It's like going to a regular WWE show. I mean, they draw lots of people, thousands of people. The crowds are awesome. The shows are awesome. And I don't know. How do you feel about that, Jonathan? Do you feel that they should come up with a new label for independent shows? I mean, do you think some of these places are a little bit more above independent?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? We're of an age, I won't give our ages out, but I will tell everybody you're older than me. But I think that, you know, back in the day they had the territories, and I almost feel like that this is kind of promoting something similar to that. I think that, like, Northeast Wrestling is, you know, kind of its own territory up in this area. And all you have to do is look at the card for Wrestling Under the Stars 3. You have Bret Hart, the Hardy Boys, Jerry Lawler, Booker T, the Young Bucks, Kevin Steen, Maria Kanellis, who's been a guest on our show before, Velvet Sky, and, I mean, there's so many more. Like, Evan Bourne is signed, the former Brodus Clay. So you can't really – you can't really call it an independent show with names like that. And then, you know, not to mention all the great talent that, you know, like I said, like Brian Anthony, and you've got Jay Busta and some of the other great, you know, great names that are in the area that haven't been signed necessarily to big deals yet. So it's definitely tough to try to figure out what label to put on it, but it's going to be a great show regardless.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, like, when we talk at least about the Wrestling Under the Stars, if we get into it a little bit, I mean, a lot of these shows, I'm dropping the independent label for them from now on, because they're more than an independent show to me. Northeast Wrestling is its own big company in the Northeast, so that's what we're going to refer to them as, Northeast Wrestling. But I mean, what's great about these shows is that, okay, it's not WWE, it's not TNA, and it may not be on TV yet, but some of these companies, I mean, especially Northeast Wrestling, they give us matches that are pretty much dream matches to us fans. I mean, for example, we have the Young Bucks versus the Hardy Boys. When were you able ever to see that? I don't think ever. This is the first time it's happened.
Yeah, this is the first time, absolutely.
And it's like, that's what's great about this, is that we get stuff that us fans really want to see that WWE can't even deliver to us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you know, whenever you're not under the confines of, you know, a big production company like WWE, you get to kind of think outside of the box, because, once again, we're going to see Kevin Steen versus Jerry the King Lawler. So, you know, Kevin Steen, which he just finished up with Ring of Honor, the rumor has it that he's possibly heading to WWE. So, you know, where would you see this if you wouldn't, if you didn't go to Northeast Wrestling's Wrestling Under the Stars?
That's right, and I could be wrong, but if the dirt sheets have it right, Jonathan, I believe this is Steen's last independent – well, I almost said it. Last show before probably even going to WWE developmental. So if you guys want to see Kevin Steen one last time as Kevin Steen, you better go out to the show, right?
Yeah, because then you're going to see him as Seven Keen. Yeah, when he gets shipped down to the Performance Center.
That's right. I mean, but that's just like the beauty of this show. I mean, dream matches, stars. I mean, you get to get up close and personal more than you ever have before. And that's what I really love about these shows, especially the ones Wrestling Under the Stars, especially Northeast Wrestling, because, I mean, one of my personal favorites, Bret the Hitman Hart. You have Jerry the King Lawler, like we said. Brodus Clay is going to be there. Maria, Velvet Sky, Booker T. Names of names. I mean, where else can you get all these names at one place and being able to meet and greet them than Northeast Wrestling, I would say?
Absolutely. You got, and, you know, it's never easy whenever you get released from a, you know, your job or whatever. But if you look at this, you've got people who are just hot off the presses, as they say, like, you know, Evan Bourne, you've got Brodus Clay who are going to be there. You know, you get to see these people who were, for all intents and purposes, just on WWE television, that they, you know, they're making their Northeast Wrestling debut. What's also really cool is that you have Booker T. And he has his own promotion, speaking of independent promotions, but, you know, his Reality of Wrestling, so it's ROW, and he's actually bringing one of his students to face former WWE superstar Romeo Roselli at the Wrestling Under the Stars. So, yeah, you know, you just don't know what you're going to get whenever you go to these shows.
Yeah, even another plug for Northeast Wrestling, you just mentioned Booker T. But also, Sunday, August 3rd, Booker T is having a training seminar with Northeast Wrestling in Danbury, Connecticut, at the Platinum Fitness located in Danbury. So, I mean, there's tons of great things that Northeast Wrestling is offering to us in, once again, the Northeast. So, once again, Jonathan, I mean, we talk about independence, and you know what I mean? Like, this is a whole new classification, I feel, of a wrestling show. You know what I mean? It's not just an indie show. You're not just showing up at an arena with 50 people. I mean, you go to these shows, it's always sold out. The, you know, the fans are packed to the ceiling. I can't just put them over anymore. You know what I mean?
Well, what's great is, you know, we've obviously talked about Wrestling Under the Stars 3, and they've really, you know, pulled out all the stops to kind of make this their, I don't want to say WrestleMania, but they've made this a big show. You know, in the past, they've had Hulk Hogan there,
yeah.
Rowdy Piper. And so that's, you know, obviously it speaks for itself. But then you get to August 16th and you have Heat Wave,
yep.
which is another show that they're putting on, which really, you know, it's going to have, you know, big names, but they really focus on up and coming people because they're constantly trying to make more and more stars.
That's right. And, yeah, that's right. I mean, you have a lot of guys like Tommaso Ciampa versus Mike Bennett that's happening there. You're going to have the one last time for the Northeast Wrestling Championship, Brian Anthony versus Matt Taven. So many local guys, so many guys that are on the independent circuit. But, I mean, a lot of young talent, too. A lot of guys who are, you know, not even past their prime. You know, these guys are up and coming, and they put on great shows. I mean, a lot of young talent out there, and if you guys want one heck of a wrestling show, you definitely want to check out Northeast Wrestling August 16th for their Heat Wave show. But I mean, you know what I mean? There's so much great talent in the area, in the Northeast, that we're blessed by this, Jonathan, and I'm glad you moved over to New York to get some real action, because I don't know what the heck they're doing over there in Indiana for you.
Oh, not anything, really, to be honest. And like we said, you start looking at these shows, and people are trying to make decisions, you know, which show should I go to this week or which show should I go to this month even. And with Northeast Wrestling, they have like their general admission tickets for Heat Wave really start at like $12. So you can't go wrong with Northeast Wrestling.
That's right. And I mean, like, once again, I like all the meet and greets too. Like, when's the last time you went to a WWE show and were able to meet everybody? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable that it's so close to home, so cheap, yet so, like, amazing for what it offers the fans, you know?
Yeah.
And I also want to put over Joe Asano, former New York Yankee pitcher, will be in action at Wrestling Under the Stars 3. He was my boss, believe it or not, because back in the day, Jonathan, that day was a Wednesday, I also worked at Dutch's Stadium.
And The Dutch.
And Joe was my boss, so being able to see my old boss wrestle is pretty amazing. And I mean, this guy he can pitch you under the table in wiffle ball, that, you know, just to be able to see him wrestle is a treat. So Joe Asano versus Dan the Man is going to be happening at Wrestling Under the Stars 3. I can't wait for that. Joe's awesome. Former New York Yankee pitcher once again. Don't ask to play him in wiffle ball, because I'll tell you, you're going to lose.
Yeah, well, don't worry about it, because I'm just there for the wrestling. I'm not going to be asking him to pitch anything for me.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And a lot of people listening are like, why don't you play baseball? Why don't you play softball? What's up with wiffle ball? We used to play in the parking lot, and he used to pitch to us, and it was like seeing a white streak of nothing coming at you, and it was a plastic ball, and he still pitched it like lightning at you. And I don't know. He's incredible, and I can't wait to see him wrestle again. This is, I believe, his third match, I believe, at Wrestling Under the Stars.
I know he was at last year's, and someone can correct us if we're wrong, but he was definitely there last year.
He tag teamed with Goldust, I remember that, and then his first match also was, I believe, against Romeo Roselli, one on one. But I mean, it's a treat to see for all you New York Yankee fans too, because Joe used to pitch with him, and hey. When's the last time you saw a New York Yankee pitcher wrestle in the squared circle, Jonathan? Come on.
Never. I've never seen that. So it's gonna be my first for that. You know, it's one of those great things. Bring the whole family out. If you can't make it to both shows, you know, come to one. But this is just the tip of the iceberg for Northeast Wrestling. They constantly put on solid shows. I've met many people, such as, you know, rest in peace, but the Ultimate Warrior I've met at a Northeast Wrestling show. I've met everybody from Ric Flair to Jimmy Hart, Bret Hart, you name it, I've met them, and it's all thanks to Northeast Wrestling.
Yeah, definitely, Jonathan. And I mean, we just recently spoke with the Northeast Wrestling champion, Brian Anthony, and former Ring of Honor TV champion, Matt Taven, who's also a former Northeast Wrestling heavyweight champion. And Jonathan, the fans are in for a treat.
Oh, yeah. Once you get to hear both these guys, it's pretty cool, just because these guys don't necessarily – you don't think of them whenever you think of a wrestling interview or whatever, because they're just now, you know, making their way into the big time. So once you listen to these guys, you'll get a better, you know, sense of what they're doing these days and, you know, how you can maybe see them other than at Northeast Wrestling.
That's right, Jonathan. And once again, not only did we talk to two of the greatest Northeast Wrestling heavyweight champions of all time, but two of the greatest rivals in Northeast Wrestling history. Jonathan, joining us right now is none other than the Northeast Wrestling champion, Brian Anthony. Brian, thanks for joining us.
Steve, John, thanks for having me on. All my pleasure. And, you know, hopefully we get some people listening tonight, get them excited for Wrestling Into the Stars 3.
Awesome, Brian. Yeah, thanks a lot. Basically, I mean, you know, we want to find out different questions from different superstars that we always talk to. And I always try to go back to that one moment, if you could remember, that made you want to become a pro wrestler. Is there anything that happened in time that, you know, you just said to yourself, you know, I need to do this. I need to be a pro wrestler.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you've had, you know, 1,000 guys on that are my age or around my age, and the answer is probably always the same, and it's, you know, that Hulk Hogan era. I mean, I can't really point out one moment where I said, you know, this is awesome, this is what I want to do, but I just remember, even as a little kid, you know, 4, 5, 6 years old, begging, you know, my mom, my dad, hey, I got to stay up, you know, Hulk's going to be on tonight, wrestling's on tonight, I got to watch it, and I just remember begging and pleading, crying my eyes out to stay up and watch wrestling all the time, and you know, you get through the Hogan era, you know, as a little kid, and, you know, you get your Hulkamania shirt, your action figures, the whole deal. And then as you grow up a little bit, you start to really appreciate the art form. You know, I remember, you know, getting into my teenage years and guys like, you know, Kurt Hennig, of course, as Mr. Perfect, and Brett, and just all those guys, just, you know, Shawn Michaels, watching what they could do, and thinking, like, man, this is so cool. Like, I want to do this one day, and there's nothing that's going to stop me from doing this. And it, you know, you just it just transcends throughout your life. You know, you grow up in the first the glitz and glamour of it and the stardom, and then as you get older and you appreciate it and you see what these guys can do, and then, you know, as you get even older and you get into it and you can really appreciate everything as a whole, you know, the whole entertainment aspect of it to me is just amazing. The presentation and just how much it's grown over the years is really, the whole package really made me want to get into it. The athleticism, the stardom, the larger-than-life characters, just everything, man.
Sure, yeah.
Awesome. Well, Brian, once again, thanks for joining us. And, you know, we found out that you were trained by Jason Knight, ECW alumni, and Paul Roma. Can you just kind of take us through the process? Once you decided that this is what you were wanting to do, what, you know, how did that come about? And what were some of the biggest things that these guys taught you?
You know, it's funny and it's not how it all came about. You know, it was something, like I said, I grew up wanting to do. And as I got through high school, I said to myself, I'm going to do this, you know, and I started to really think, like, I'm going to graduate high school, I'm going to go to college, and I'm going to do this. So that's pretty much what I did. I graduated high school, I started college, wasn't really my whole, wasn't my thing, you know, I did okay, but I said to myself, I really want to try this wrestling thing. So I reached out, you know, I jumped online, and I think at the time AOL was still on dial-up, and I waited for a little guy to run across the screen, and, you know, every day looking for wrestling schools. And it was a hard thing. You couldn't find them. There was nowhere to go, you know. So eventually I came across Jason's website, called up the number, I want to say 12 times before I finally got a hold of a person. And I started thinking to myself, man, maybe this isn't going to happen because it was so hard to get a hold of somebody. So, you know, one night he picks up the phone, and I said, hey, man, I want to come down and check you out. So I did. Found him on a little side road out in Waterbury. Middle of the night, I remember it was raining. I get there. So, you know, a GPS drops me off at whatever address, and I said to myself, there's no way this is a wrestling school. So I went to the building. It was, you know, beat-up building, graffiti, little steel door. So, you know, sure enough, I go and open the door, and there it is, you know, an old beat-up ring, and Jason's sitting there and says, you sure you want to do this? And I said, yeah, I'm sure I want to do this. He says, all right, kid, you know. And so I came back and got in the ring a couple times, and, man, I learned how to get beat up at Jason High School, that's for sure, man.
Wow.
If there's one thing that guy's going to do to you, it's going to be to toughen you up.
Nice. Oh, yeah, it's
interesting. So I kept coming back, you know.
Yeah, yeah, it's interesting because I mean, for us, we're me and Jonathan, we're not wrestlers, obviously. So we're always curious to hear these, you know, different stories of how other wrestlers got into it, you know, who they were trained by and whatnot. Because I mean, granted, I don't know about you, Jonathan, but I don't know if you could probably cut being a wrestler, but maybe a manager or somebody. I don't know, Jonathan, right?
Hey, let me just tell you. I mean, for people that don't know, I mean, I said it was funny and it's not. I mean, it was funny because of just how hard it was to try and even get a hold of somebody that had a wrestling school and to get in there. I mean, I tried for months. I think it was literally about 2 months before I finally found it online and then got a hold of somebody to actually talk to. I started to think, you know, maybe the school was closed. And then finally, one night, he just picked up the phone. He happened to be there, and, you know, so I showed up. But, you know, just to give you an idea of how tough it was, I mean, it's not like you just hop in a wrestling ring, you start bouncing off the ropes and throwing suplexes and arm drags. It doesn't work like that. I mean, they test you. I mean, Jason really tested me. And I remember, like, somebody even saying to him, I was a really tiny kid. I mean, I was about probably a buck 50 when I started at Jason's. And I remember somebody saying to him, like, this kid has no business doing this. And Jason, you know, he came to my defense and said, no, he does. He's got the heart for it. And, you know, I went up there and I got beat up every day and I just kept coming back. And that's why he kept training me. I mean, we had, no joke, we had football players come in from college that couldn't do it. We had an ex-Marine come in. I remember he lasted about 2 days, couldn't do it. And then, you know, we did have some other guys down there that, you know, Northeast fans will be familiar with. Kurt used to train down there, Kurt Adonis.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, Kurt was one of the guys that was very influential in me staying there because I remember him saying, you know, the first time he met me, he was like, you really want to do this? He was like, I can tell. He's like, you have it. And, you know, Ron Zombie came down there and Velvet, of course, was down there training. Mm-hmm. It's not easy, man. You know, they're going to make you earn it. They're going to beat you up and make you come back.
No, yeah, definitely. We give you a ton of credit. I mean, it's definitely not easy. But I got a question, Brian, too. I mean, you've had a lot of success in singles competition. Granted, you probably are one of the longest reigning Northeast wrestling champions of all time. But if you had a tag career, if the opportunity came up to be in a tag team, you know, would there be anybody in the past or present you would love to have teamed with or team with today?
I mean, I think the obvious answer to that question, if I could team with anybody in wrestling, and you grew up, like you said, you'd be a Hulk Hogan fan, you know, Ric Flair and all these guys, of course you're going to choose one of those guys. But if I got to be realistic about it, and somebody was to say to me right now, hey, we're having a tag team tournament, you're going after the tag team gold, and they were to force me to team with somebody, first I would try and get a cloning device and clone myself so I could team with myself. But since that's still out of the realm of expectations, you know, I don't know. Maybe I could give Paul Roma a call. You know, that guy helped train me, taught me a lot about the business. You know, he put a lot of time into me. Maybe I could get Paul Roma to come out of retirement. We could team it up. But, you know, if he didn't want to lace the boots back up, they say it's good to keep your friends close, your enemies closer. Probably one of my biggest rivals in Northeast wrestling history is Matt Taven. Maybe me and Matt Taven could team up.
There you go.
And I'll keep my biggest enemy as close as possible.
Well, you know, now that we've figured out maybe a couple tag team partners for you, you've went against so many people in Northeast Wrestling. Is there one person that you haven't got to go toe-to-toe against that maybe you're hoping that you get to go against soon?
You know, I've been with the company so long now. It's been over 7 years I've been with Northeast Wrestling. You know, you just said it. I've wrestled so many guys, you know, in Northeast Wrestling that have come and gone. I mean, you know, Jason Blades, of course. I've been in the ring with you know, local favorites, Ron Zombie, Kurt Adonis 100 times, you know. And those guys always give me a run for my money. Of course, August 16th, you know, another match, me and Matt Taven. In a couple of years since me and Matt Taven were going up and down the road against each other, that's going to be a big one. To say that there's one guy that I want to defend the title against, you know, Jimmy Preston, he's up and coming in Northeast Wrestling. I know he's been around the block. You know, I'm sure I got to keep my eyes open on that guy. Mm-hmm. But now, to answer your question, I'm actually really excited to get back in the ring on the 16th against Matt Taven because for 3 years now, people are saying I got lucky because I chased that belt for so long when Matt Taven was champion, and people said I got lucky by beating him. And this is an opportunity for me to finally prove to everybody that, you know what, I was a Northeast Wrestling Champion for a reason. And of course, August 2nd, Wrestling Under the Stars, Evan Bourne. This guy's been around the world and back. He's wrestled and beaten everybody. This could be a career-defining moment for me.
Yeah, and speaking of, Brian, you know, you're talking about your match coming up August 2nd at Dutchess Stadium. You know, Evan Bourne and Caleb Conley, do you think this will be your biggest challenge yet for Northeast Wrestling defending the title?
Yeah, I mean, I think what I just said kind of sums that up. I mean, as far as it being a career-defining moment, I mean, I've been in the ring with a lot of guys. Northeast Wrestling has given me amazing opportunities. You know, I've been in the ring with everybody from Ric Flair to Shannon Moore, Sergeant Slaughter, Shane Helms, Jerry Lawler. I mean, I'll name drop all day if you want me to, but, you know, Evan Bourne is a top-class athlete. Caleb Conley is a top-class athlete. These guys are world-renowned stars. Been all over the country, you know. These guys are, you know, world-renowned athletes. Everyone recognizes these guys. Evan Bourne's been around the world with WWE. So if I can walk out of Wrestling Under the Stars 3, this could definitely be one of the biggest moments of my career. Like I said, a defining moment. And I'd really use it as an opportunity to prove to everybody why I am where I am.
Awesome.
And it could be a big night for Brian Anthony.
Awesome. Yeah, I can't wait. Definitely.
Now, Brian, we've asked you a lot about your career, singles career, tag career, possibly your training. Now we're just going to kind of ask you something that we all want to know. Neon green seems to be your trademark color. Is there any reason for that, or is it just you really like green?
You know, man, it's funny. When I first started wrestling, I remember seeing, you know, everyone doing their own thing and just watching the guys. They had their gear, they had their merchandise, had all the stuff. And honestly, green was like my favorite color growing up. I want people to see this color and recognize it for Brian Anthony. But on the same token, from a markability standpoint, I really just used it to make myself stand out from everything else that I saw at the time.
Well, I'll tell you right now that just from what you're saying, I pretty much guarantee you that people know Brian Anthony and associate that with lime green, because at any show I see, anytime that you're wrestling, it'll be like a sea of lime green. So I definitely think you got your point across with that.
Hey, man, when I first came out with that whole Anthony Army thing and came out with the lime green shirts, I was like, you know, I don't know if this is going to work, but I'm going to give it my best shot. And it really makes me feel good when I go to a show and I come out of the ring and hold the belt up and I see little kids going crazy. They're wearing the lime green shirts. You really can't describe that feeling. And I'm sure, you know, 100 guys have said that and it sounds cliche, but it's really like the greatest feeling in the world. You know, I go on Facebook and hashtag Anthony Army and come out with the Anthony Army t-shirts. And when I see it actually working, it really puts a smile on my face.
Awesome. Well, Brian, I mean, you know, for everybody listening to right now, if you head over to northeastwrestling.com, I mean, we're talking about Wrestling Under the Stars 3, August 2nd at Dutchess Stadium. Also, don't forget Heat Wave, August 16th at Bethany Town Hall. Be sure to get your tickets at northeastwrestling.com. But Brian, I mean, how can your fans keep up with you too? You mentioned some hashtags of Anthony Army. I mean, are you on Twitter, on Facebook and all that?
Yeah, I'm on the Twitter deal, you know, the whole hashtagging thing I'm still not great at. I'm still trying to figure out the whole Twitter universe, but hey, I'm on there. You know, if you go on Twitter and you look up Anthony Army, I'm on there. I can't promise I'll get back to you because, like I said, I'm still trying to work on the whole responding thing and hashtagging and all that. But yeah, if you go on Facebook, facebook.com/WrestleAnthony, I'm on there. That's really the best way to keep up with me because I can respond in real human text. And I'm usually pretty good with that. But, the third thing I'm still working on. But, yeah, Facebook's the best way to get a hold of me. And, of course, you know, you come out to the show. Like I said, I've been in Northeast Wrestling now for over 7 years, and I have not missed one show in 7 years. So if you come to a Northeast Wrestling show, you can pretty much bet on it that I'm going to be there. So come out, you know, August 2nd, get everybody down there, me, Caleb Conley, Evan Bourne, titles on the line, and I'm promising that I'm going to walk out of there with that belt, because August 16th, Matt Taven, as long as I have that belt, that is going to be his absolute last chance at the Northeast Wrestling title.
Awesome. Awesome, Brian. Thanks for joining us. I don't know about you, Jonathan, but I mean, it was a great experience. Great talking with you, Brian Anthony. We will be there at Wrestling Under the Stars. We will be there at Heatwave. Everybody listening tonight, like I said, check out NortheastWrestling.com and you can get your tickets today. Thanks again. And Jonathan.
Yeah, be sure to bring your lime green, whether it's a shirt or a towel or anything you can find. And let's show some love for the Anthony Army.
Hey, listen, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't mention that. You know, if you don't have one of those lime green shirts, they'll definitely be on sale at Wrestling Under the Stars 3. So, you know, just in case you need one.
Earlier, we talked to Northeast Wrestling Champion Brian Anthony. And, that's not nice. Now we have none other
than... That's what people. That's not me. That's all the people.
Oh, okay. For those of you who are familiar with Northeast Wrestling, we have former Northeast Wrestling champion Matt Taven and also current Ring of Honor superstar Matt Taven.
This is true. And hello. And you did get one thing wrong, though. You did forget to mention that I'll soon to be two-time Northeast Wrestling.
Wow. I that kind of remains to be seen, but I mean,
you can pretty much write it down.
Yeah, okay. Well, you heard it here first, I guess.
To chisel it into a rock because it's going to happen.
Okay, well, for those of you who don't know Matt Taven, I'm going to see if he will give us kind of a brief introduction on just, you know, how you got into the business and, you know, what you've done so far.
Hi, I'm Matt Taven. All right, there you go. No, just kidding. Let's see. How did I start? I actually told this story the other day to someone, and it's a really weird story how I got started. But I started loving wrestling as a very teeny tiny 6-year-old boy, falling in love with wrestling like most young kids do, and I just was always a wrestling fan right up until the Attitude Era. I mean, I was on and off for a little bit here and there, but for the most part, big wrestling dork. And then I went to college and kind of forgot about wrestling for a little bit. And this is where the story gets weird. Chris Benoit dying is actually what got me back into wrestling, because wow. I heard the news and was so like, what? That I forced my friends to come over to my house and come watch the Raw that was going on. And I fell like right back in love with wrestling. I also just happened to be getting out of college at this time. I started working for the Patriots, and I just became like this avid wrestling fan. And one of my buddies was doing some independents up here, and he told me, you know, come down and just check it out, or check out the show, or maybe just jump. He kind of said it as like a passing remark, like jump in the ring and see if you like it. And so I went down there and instantly was hooked. Decided immediately that that's what I needed to do, and then hooked up with Spike Dudley School in Fall River, Mass. Trained under Spike. Also trained under a couple other people, Ryan Waters, Mike Bennett, Bob Evans. But Spike is where I got started. And it really took off from there. I mean, within a year, I had to quit my job at the Patriots, because I was working for the Patriots and the Revolution, and a lot of weekends and times where I would be gone for wrestling was times that I was supposed to be working. So I had to make a decision, and I decided to chase the dream. And that's how I got started.
Well, we're glad you decided to, you know, chase that dream.
I'm glad too. I've had a blast.
Now, Matt, that's interesting, because me and Jonathan, the ship has sailed. We're never going to be pro wrestlers, so we're always interested in hearing about the training process too. I mean, you mentioned Bob Evans, Spike Dudley. Any insights of some of the training you did with them on how it was, you know, because we always hear the stories on how rigorous, you know, training is. We're curious. I know the fans are curious. Maybe any insights to some of the training you went through?
I mean, I trained with a bunch of different people, so it's always kind of different. One person's different from the next. But that, I always tell kids that are starting out, kids because I'm such an old man. I always tell people that starting out to train under as many people as possible, because the different trainings is really where you get rounded. I mean, some people like to have heavy blow-up sessions and really try to push your limits and see if you want to be a wrestler. Some people are looking to, you know, get more of a psychology base. Like, I break it down like this. Like, I started with Spike, and there was another guy that was training at this point, Ryan Waters. I was also teaching Spike students, and they really taught me the basics. And then Spike, at the same time, was really good at, I think he knew, I mean, I was a little bit older than, you know, your average 18-year-old throwing in there. But I think he just kind of knew I was picking up the basics pretty quick. So he was pretty good with me with showing and teaching me kind of advanced stuff pretty early. Bob Evans is, you know, I always say I love training with Bob because he would just get in the ring and pretty much swallow you up. He would get in the ring and destroy you until you fought back. And Bob beat the shit out of me a couple of times. Not sure if I can swear, but...
No, that's fine.
The crap out of me. And I literally had to, like, ask myself, like, am I going to let Bob Evans beat me up right now, or am I going to punch him in the face? And, like, you literally had to fight back. Like, you had to fight for your stuff to get your stuff in. And also, Bob was waiting to get out of these new kids the whole time. And, like, once that snaps and, like, clicks in your mind... You're like, Bob ends up kind of showing you more advanced stuff. So everyone's got a different way of teaching. And like, even now I help train, I forgot Mike Bennett. Mike Bennett is he's the nicest human being on the face of the earth. So he's the nicest trainer on the face of the earth. He like always knows, he's more of an advanced teacher anyway. He's not going to really show you the basics. He's going to kind of let you wrestle and then give you his pointers. And he's just such a dork at how he does it. You know, it could be the worst match in the world, and nice guy Mikey Bennett is like, you know, wasn't that bad. Well, you could have worked on this and this and this and this and this and this. And I'm like, so what's that? So why don't you just stop bullcrapping me? But, you know, certain people learn under different, you know, certain people get yelled at. Like, I played football growing up, so getting yelled at was fine with me. But other people that aren't used to that, like head coach mentality, they wither under that. So like a Mike Bennett, who can give it to you soft pretty much, he's better for teaching those kind of kids. So I always think that train under as much people as possible. I actually kind of help out every once in a while at the New England Pro Wrestling Academy up in Andover, the former Chaotic School. And I think it's a good thing because, you know, you got a bunch of different guys in there that are going to show you, teach you in different ways. And like I said, not everyone can learn a certain way, and not everyone. And I don't think you should learn under one person because wrestling is a bunch of different flavors. So
sure.
So Matt, like when you look at today's pro wrestlers, or you know, even some from the past, you can see that certain people probably influence their style or their career. Is there one or two, you know, wrestlers that really, you know, this person plus this person equals Matt Taven?
There's four of them, and I just thought about this the other day. It's my definitely my Mount Rushmore of people that I've ripped off and tried to become. It would be Bret Hart, obviously, is my first love.
Nice.
Shawn Michaels, who, you know, who doesn't love Shawn Michaels? It's pretty two easy ones. Chris Jericho. Just because I always loved his athleticism, we're kind of similar size, and I just, that's the way I kind of move anyway, so, and I'm just, you know, I loved him since I was a kid, so Chris Jericho, and then Rob Van Dam. So if you combined all that, hopefully you get me. That's pretty difficult when I say that, but that's where I get my influences from, or that's at least when I started. You know, those are the people I always kind of emulated, and now I can kind of make my own out of, you know, what I took from them. But if there was any people to pick, it would definitely be those four.
Awesome. Now, Matt, you've become a mainstay at Ring of Honor. You recently even captured the World Television Championship. But who are you most looking forward to facing in Ring of Honor in the future? Is there any one name right now in Ring of Honor that you really want to fight?
That I haven't wrestled before in Ring of Honor?
Yeah.
Anyone. Well, I mean, me and Mike Bennett have never wrestled in Ring of Honor, and we have wrestled all over the place and had some outstanding matches. And I think if, you know, we ever get put in the ring together, the Ring of Honor fans would get blown away. But I've pretty much wrestled everyone else. Oh, Jay Briscoe, I haven't wrestled yet. Jay Briscoe is, he's just, we are such contrasting but also similar styles. He's the shit kicker and I'm kind of finesse, but he can also do, you know, athletic stuff. And I think we just have an awesome match. And I just think the clashing of styles would be great to watch.
Awesome.
Okay. Now, we recently, just like I said, talked to Brian Anthony. And we asked him, you know, if there was, since he'd had mainly a singles career, if there was one person he could tag with, who would he want to tag with? Now, he said that in an effort to keep his friends close but his enemies closer, that he would like to possibly tag with you just so he could keep an eye on you. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I mean, it makes sense because who do you know better than your enemies? And I know Brian. I mean, I've wrestled Brian as much as anyone else, if not more. So I know exactly his strengths and his weaknesses. So I would probably pick Brian too. He'd probably be up there on my list, or at least definitely in the top five, because, you know, we go back and forth and we're pretty dead even when it comes to getting in the ring. So I'm pretty impressed with myself. So some guy that can keep up with me, I'll take him.
All right, perfect. Now, Matt, you've competed for several promotions throughout your career. How does it feel to be home, coming back for August 2nd, Wrestling Under the Stars for Northeast Wrestling?
Honestly, I love it. I love it there at Northeast Wrestling. I'm so comfortable there. And, like, I owe everything to Michael Lombardi and the people at Northeast Wrestling, because I was just another guy, just another fish in the sea. And Northeast, you know, definitely took a chance on me. I was their champ for 2 years, and they have prestigious shows. I mean, they bring in all these different talents from all over the world, all these huge names. You know, you get recognized pretty quick once you start making waves in Northeast Wrestling. So, I mean, if it wasn't for Northeast, Ring of Honor wouldn't have heard of me. You know, everywhere else, you know, whatever other opportunities I had wouldn't have heard of me. It definitely means the world to me. But as far as Wrestling Under the Stars, even if I never wrestled for Northeast Wrestling before, I'd want to be at this show. Even as just like as a, you know, silly teenage fan that's still raging inside me, the Young Bucks versus the Hardys, that match is incredible. And I haven't even seen it yet. So I would want to be there no matter what. And the fact that me and Mike Bennett finally get to wrestle in front of an even bigger audience, I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, and you just mentioned, too, that, you know, you never had a chance to wrestle me at a Ring of Honor. You get your chance on August 2nd at Dutchess Stadium against Mike Bennett. I mean, what do you have in store for Mike and Maria? And, you know, what are we going to expect from you two?
Well, the thing with Wrestling Mike is that we've, like I said, I've wrestled a million times. So I'm going to have to pull something out of my back pocket here. I'm going to have to start, you know, doing some things that he's not going to realize are coming, that he doesn't recognize, that he hasn't seen before. So if you're at Dutchess Stadium on August 2nd, you might see something you've never seen before from Matt Taven. And I plan on pulling out all the stops to not only show everyone what me and Mike Bennett can do in the ring together, but also show everyone that I'm much, much better than Mike Bennett.
Okay, so that kind of plays right into what I was getting ready to ask. Now, you want to, you know, keep showing people how good you are. What are your current goals as far as, you know, pro wrestling today, actually?
At the moment, it will be to take the television title back from Jay Lethal. I just hate Jay Lethal. I hate Truth Martini. I can't stand him. I want to, you know, take the title, cut off Truth's hair, you know, run over Jay with a truck, whatever. I just want to do the worst things in life. I want them to all happen to those two. So that's basically my focus at the moment. Once that happens, then, you know, I'm kind of open for whatever. That Ring of Honor world title's always been something that I've wanted to get a hold of. I mean, it's a very prestigious title with only 20 champions since for the last 12 years, almost 13 years now. So it's definitely something that if you get your hands on that, you pretty much have etched your name in stone in the history books. So step one, kill Jay Lethal. Kill Truth Martini. Step three, get the Ring of Honor World Heavyweight Championship.
Awesome. Now, Matt, after Wrestling Under the Stars, you have Heat Wave coming up also with Northeast Wrestling. Now, the stipulation we hear is that, well, if Brian Anthony does retain the championship into Heat Wave, you know, this will be your last title shot at the Northeast Wrestling Championship. You'll never get another title shot again. Are you nervous that this could be your last title shot?
No, not at all. I'm actually pretty confident. If Brian Anthony didn't purposely shove me into a referee at the last Northeast Wrestling show because he was scared to death that I was about to take his title back from him, I believe I'd be champion right now. So, you know, the fact that I'll never get another shot again, good. Because if I can't beat Brian Anthony after this time, I never want to see his face again. So, but I don't worry for one second that it come to Heat Wave, August 16th, Bethany, Connecticut, you without a doubt will see the victory party of the two-time Northeast Wrestling Heavyweight Champion, Matt Taven. So bring, you know, your party hats, your kazoos, streamers, cupcakes, cakes, cookies, bring it all. If you don't come with something, I'm going to be upset.
All right, Matt, we can't wait. We're going to be there August 2nd, Wrestling Under the Stars in Dutchess Stadium, also August 16th at Bethany Town Hall in Bethany, Connecticut. Matt, we wish you nothing but the best. Me and Jonathan, we're both Taven fans. We wish you the best of Ring of Honor and all that stuff, too. So,
thank you, guys. I couldn't appreciate that more. And if anyone that's listening, for everyone that has ever supported Matt Taven, you know, thank you guys so much because honestly, not many people get to experience what, you know, I get to experience. I come home from all these trips and be like, hey, I just went to the Mall of America this week and then wrestled in front of a huge crowd in Minnesota. I went to the Arch in St. Louis and, you know, was amazing. And this weekend I'm going to be in Cincinnati and Dearborn. And it's just sometimes you got to sit back and be like, wow,
yeah, this
is... this is pretty awesome that I get to do this, but I would have never been able to do anything if it wasn't for the people that supported me. So, Tavenville.
Okay. Well, Matt, once again, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you guys. Just
in case, you know, other people hear this and think, man, I got to check out this guy a little further. Is there any way that people can get a hold of you? Are you on Facebook, Twitter?
Of course there is. Of course there is. It's pretty simple. If you know how to spell Taven, which is T-A-V-E-N, and Matt, which if you don't know how to spell Matt, like, come on, cut it out. You should know how to spell Matt. Then you'll be able to find me wherever you're looking. Facebook, / Matt Taven. Twitter is at Matt Taven. If you're looking to email me for merchandise or for bookings, MattTaven@gmail.com. So if you know my name, you can find me. Come say hello. Come join Tavenville. And come check out me and where I will be.
Should we have the hashtag? You should add the hashtag bring the cakes or bring the kazoos.
We might get that started. Maybe hashtag party started or party animals or bring the party something. We'll work on it.
Awesome, Matt. Thanks again for joining us.
No, thank you guys.
All right, Jonathan, I mean, I don't know what else we can get from these two. I mean, they hate each other, yet they could possibly work as a tag team one day. I think that's what Brian Anthony wants, but I don't think Matt Taven wants that.
Yeah, there's certainly no love lost there for those two guys.
Yeah, it's like, once again, guys, I mean, we can't tell you enough. Go to northeastwrestling.com, get your tickets today. We're going to have an incredible two shows coming up in August with them. That's August 2nd at Dutchess Stadium and August 16th at Bethany Town Hall. Get your tickets today, guys. And next week, we're also going to be joined by two other guys who are going to be at Northeast Wrestling. One guy, I will say, is one half of the Hardy Boys.
I'm looking forward to that.
And then another guest. Well, we'll just have to make you tune in to find out who the other guest is. But guys, check them out. Get your tickets. Jonathan, also, in case everybody's just tuning in at the last possible second, where could they like us on Facebook?
Well, you can go to www.facebook.com/anotherwrestlingpodcast. If you don't have Facebook, I feel sorry for you. But if you have Twitter, then you can follow us and like us at A Wrestling Pod.
That's A Wrestling P-O-D. And Jonathan, we're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, we're on all that stuff. Just Google it. But most importantly, go to marksforlife.net. We're all on there, all of our shows, each and every week, Jonathan, right?
Yes, and you know, if you have any questions, if maybe you want to suggest guests to us or questions for guests, you know, hit us up on any of those social media channels that you can find us on. Also, if you're looking to sponsor us, then just shoot us an email at anotherwrestlingpodcast@gmail.com.
That's it, Jonathan. I mean, worst comes to worst, just Google Another Wrestling Podcast. I'm sure you'll find something about us. But hey, till we see you at Northeast Wrestling, this has just been...
Another Wrestling Podcast.